This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jay Powell and his guitar in a minute, but let us begin, shall we, with a thought experiment. Imagine you are running a privately held company that is worth $47 billion based on the investments you've gotten so far. You need capital, though, money to grow, so you start thinking about going public, and people get really excited. So you file the required paperwork with the Securities and Exchange Commission. People start taking a real hard look at your governance structure and your business model, and quicker than you can say, Bob's your uncle, the bottom falls out. Your valuation gets cut in half and then cut even more, and then today you decide maybe going public right now isn't such a great idea. Congratulations! You're WeWork, or more properly, its parent, the We Company. The thinking was that the would-be shared office space wunderkind was going to start trading in a couple of weeks, but given the raft of bad headlines and a couple of recent high-profile IPOs that maybe didn't go so well, see also Uber, well, cooler heads prevailed. But look, there is a real question here. Given the headaches, is all the money that companies can raise by going public worth the downside risks? Marketplace's Justin Ho gets us going.
WeWork is growing fast in the U.S. and around the world, but it's losing more than $1.5 billion a year. And yet, the company valued itself at $47 billion in January. Jay Ritter at the University of Florida says the company's business model just doesn't justify that figure.
You know, it's basically a real estate company that was trying to bill itself as a tech company at a tech company valuation.
2 weeks ago, WeWork slashed its valuation by more than half. Santosh Rao at Manhattan Venture Partners says even that wasn't enough to satisfy investors.
People are realizing that, no, wait a minute, you just can't get a blank check anymore.
Rao says part of the reason is that WeWork, Uber, and Lyft have stayed private for longer than other companies before going public. That allows venture capitalists to capture the lion's share of their growth. But Kathleen Smith at Renaissance Capital says those companies are outliers compared to other recent IPOs.
Pinterest, which is up over 50% from its IPO. Chewy, the online pet supply company, up over 50%.
Renaissance Capital runs an index of companies that have recently gone public, and it's up 30% this year. Smith says WeWork, Uber, and Lyft aside, it's a good time for IPOs.
Investors are cautious about overpaying, so we've had sort of a more discerning IPO market and better prices for investors.
Smith says the fact that WeWork is postponing going public is a sign the market is working like it's supposed to. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.